wonderful. It certainly is give and take. Well, I want to thank you again, Dr. Holland, for being my wonderful guest this evening. Thank you all you listeners out there, and I hope you got something valuable out of this interview. It was my absolute joy to bring Dr. Holland to you this evening and my experience of chiropractic and the diversified technique. And there's 150 years old.
Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest tonight, you guys are, I'm sure, aware of Steve Barish. And Steve, welcome to the show.
Good evening. How you doing, Valerie?
I am doing pretty interesting today.
Fantastic.
Had a lot of stuff going on. And for listeners who don't know Steve, Steve is one of these long-distance instantaneous healers and just an amazing guy. And so we're going to be doing some healing tonight. We did that on Steve's new show. Steve now has a show on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific on this Channel 1, and it's called The Healing Hour.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so we did some really cool stuff.
Yes, we did.
On that show. That was really a lot of fun. And, let's see what we can do tonight. This is going to be really wild. So before we get started, though, if we could just have everybody who's listening just kind of connect now heart to heart. Everybody open up that heart chakra. And let's just connect as light workers. And really be in that space of great enlightenment. And then we will do our best work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know that because we've done that several times. And if this is your first time to hear Steve, I think you're going to be really amazed. So what we're going to do is accept callers and, really see what we can do to get as many people healed as much as possible. So, Steve, what has happened since your show on Saturday? Have you got anything new to report?
Well, it's been very interesting. I've got a lot of phone calls of people that had called me and needed some healing, and that worked out very well. I guess the one that I was very enthused about was the woman who was in her chair for 4 years and wasn't able to walk. And we picked up on her, and within 30 seconds I said to her, "I think you can get up and walk." And she said, "Well, I'm in my chair and I can't move." I said, "Well, let's get your son to come downstairs or wherever he is and move your chair up." And that's what we did. And she actually got out of the chair with her son and started walking.
Yeah, that was
cool. That was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for me, too.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot happening, and there's a lot doing, and, it's just fun. It's just fun to work with people that want to get better.
I totally agree. And I don't know if the listeners are aware of this or not, but you and I have started doing more of these long-distance healings. And so, of course, we do them on the show once a week, but if anyone would like to have some healing done, we do take a little bit longer, personal things with people, and we do charge for that. So if you're interested, drop me an email, and we'll go ahead and arrange an appointment for you. And the price on that is anywhere from $75 to $150, kind of depending on how long it takes. But we do have that available for people. And when we get into that, we really get into Oh, gosh, everything, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yes.
We get into the reasons behind whatever the affliction is and get into, you know, mental, emotional, as well as the physical stuff. And
I think somebody just called in.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Who's on the line?
My name is Dawn, and I have Morgellons.
Oh, boy, Dawn, I sympathize.
I called once before, but if I can get healed, I'd appreciate it.
All righty. Well, Morgellons is pretty intense thing. Do you have the actual fibers coming out, or do you have the parasites?
I have the parasites, and I have the fibers. They aren't popping out of my skin because I'm doing a lot to control it, but I definitely have them. I mean, it's just awful.
Okay. Okay, Steve.
Yeah, I'm looking at our energy right now. What I need, what we need to do, honey, is just allow yourself just to let go. Just completely release, honey. Just let yourself go. That's it. Good. Can you feel your heart opening up now?
I can.
Good, honey. Good. What we need to do with any kind of major disease like that is just let go. We need to let go and let God. So what we're doing is allowing that disease to be healed. Do you feel the energy open up through your body?
I do.
Good, honey. Good. We're going to be going down to your feet in a couple minutes. Actually, a couple seconds, pardon me. Can you feel a tingling in your feet now?
Actually, I do feel a little tingling.
Good, good, good. Can you feel the energy in your hands now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I would like you to do is to take your hands and put them about a foot apart from each other, and you'll be able to see energy running right through both hands. Have you ever been able to see energy?
Not really, no.
Okay. Would you put your hands in front of you and just hold them there about a foot apart? You should be able to feel almost like a ring around the top of your head. Can you feel that?
Around the top of my head?
Yes.
Like a halo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's just hold it there for about 30 seconds. Good. You feel your frequencies going way up?
I kind of feel like I'm vibrating.
Yes. Very good, dear. Very, very good. Keep your hands there. Okay, I want you to do me a favor. I would like you to say, I breathe in the breath of God, and just take it right in.
Breathe in the breath of God.
Yes. That's it. That's it. I breathe in the breath of God. Would you please tell everybody what your symptoms are with Morgellons, please?
Well, I feel like things are crawling all over.
Okay.
They bite. They have an intelligence because they actually will move.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get red rashes, and also in the tub I'll have fibers and these little black specks, or even reddish or brown or something like that. But the main thing is that you just feel them crawling, and they do have an intelligence. It's like if you attack them in one area, they'll move to another area. If you get something that will get rid of them for like a day, they always develop an immunity to it, and it's just the most awful thing in the world. They bite, they itch, they cause red rashes. And
I haven't seen anything out
of my skin, but I definitely have fibers.
Okay, good. You should be feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the energy going through your body and surging?
Actually, I do.
Good.
I've actually been using, I've done the electrical machines from Hulda Clark, and I've been using those because they say certain frequencies will kill them.
Well, this is a little higher. We're dealing with heaven. We're not dealing with electrical impulses.
Thank God.
So let's just deal with this right now. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? You should be feeling a lot better.
You know, actually, I do feel a certain clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Time will tell.
Do you feel a lot more balanced? Do you feel a lot more centered and grounded?
I do.
Good, honey. Very, very good. Is the itching going away?
Actually,
they are dying. I'm looking at it, and they are dying.
Oh, please, please.
You should be able to feel a calming about you, a very peaceful calming. Can you feel that?
Actually, I do. Mm-hmm.
Good, honey. Good. Good. You should be feeling a lot more centered, a lot calmer, and a lot better.
Well, if you can help me, I really will appreciate it.
Well, that's what we're doing, honey.
The other thing, too, Dawn, is to make sure that you're taking some really good oxygenating breaths. You got to get oxygen throughout your system.
Okay.
That's why I was suggesting that she breathe in the breath of God, because we take in our breaths and we don't really appreciate the magnificence of God sometimes, so that's why we need to say, I breathe in the breath of God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, I've been fighting stopping smoking, and with this Morgellons, sometimes they get so aggravating that actually I almost have to smoke because that calms them down. I can't understand it, but it does, and it also takes my attention away from it. So I've been trying to quit smoking, but, you know, it's very hard with this because this actually is a palliative. Smoking is a palliative for it.
You should be feeling a lot better. I think what you need to do is not think in past tense, but think in what's happening right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you go into the past, it's creating a fertile ground for these
right.
things.
Right. What you're doing is that you're reconnecting. And what we want to do is that they're dying off. I don't think you're used to this kind of energy that we're dealing with. And what you need to do is just focus on the new instead of the old.
Well, thank you. I'll try my best.
Okay.
Well, you know what Yoda says, there is no try, there is only do. Do or
there
do not.
There is only do. You know, I do feel a certain clarity.
Good, honey.
I really do.
Good. You should be feeling a lot better. What I would suggest doing is not thinking about what happened yesterday, but think about what's going to be happening tomorrow when you're clear.
Yeah, and also keep saying to yourself, I breathe in the breath of God every time you can think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And see this beautiful golden white light coming in with your breath and going throughout your entire body, because that'll drive those little things out. And then you know the standard stuff with the Morgellons, right? You know, taking a bath with the sun laundry detergent and
mm-hmm.
and alfalfa and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, that Morgellons, oh, man.
Yeah, I think the important thing is that when we're dealing with diseases that are that powerful, you have to realize that when you have the power of heaven coming down, and I was actually feeling the Morgellons disease dying.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't want to believe that. She just wanted to say, well, she wanted to hang on to it. And what we need to do is actually just let it go. I kept on telling her in the beginning, let it go, let it go. And as she was letting go, her energy was opening up more and more. So it's very important that she let go.
Yeah, I think what happens is, first of all, there's a lot of things that go into this. It's not simply that you just get a disease like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you've been conditioned to believe that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not saying it's all in our minds, but actually it all is. Everything that we are is,
yes.
you know, is consciousness.
Yes.
And so one of the most important things, and I guess the hardest thing really is to realize that once you believe that it does not exist, then it no longer exists.
Right.
And now the trick is, how do you get there? I'm just like everybody else in this. You know, people have to remind me. Well, you know, you'll see it when you believe it. It was one of Wayne Dyer's famous lines, but it's true. So my suggestion, Dawn, is that you see yourself as completely 100% healthy.
Absolutely.
And continue to breathe in the breath of God, which will actually create some real interesting changes in your life. And the most important thing that we have to do is not dwell on what was, because then you're continuing
That's
to make
right.
it what
That's
is.
Right. That's right.
And so we need to dwell more in the moment, you know, and it's tough when you got something like that. You know, and one of the things, too, is, you know, those little buggers don't like any kind of electromagnetic field. So, so when you get near the computer, then you really notice it. You know, you feel like you've got an infestation in the house or something. But again, you know, if you can get beyond that and instead of focusing on that, just get to, you know, the way things really can be. And that's the leap in consciousness we all have to make right now, no matter
yes.
what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, the next step, I don't care how much you meditate and pray and stuff, if you can't live in the now
mm-hmm.
and forget the past,
mm-hmm.
then you can't make that leap into
the
future, into
That's
what
right.
really can be.
That's right.
And in fact, there was a guy on Coast to Coast the other day that was talking about that, about quantum mechanics and the whole Schrodinger's cat thing, you know, like... If you put gamma ray radiation into a box with a cat, you know, and you open the box, is the cat dead or alive? You know, and if you think it's dead, it is. But then if you die and somebody else walks into the room and doesn't know what went on before,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
the cat going to be alive when you open up the lid of the box?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really we are finding that it's your idea or your belief that can change what happens in the box, and they've proven
right.
that with electrons and with different quantum particles. The particle will show up where you expect it to be.
It was very interesting because I was watching the Morgellons die,
mm-hmm.
and she was still hanging on, and the best way to do is just to let go.
Absolutely. Let go and just trust.
That's right, and it's very simple to do. I know it sounds very complex, but God didn't make everything complex. He made everything pretty simple.
Yep.
And we just need to let go.
Yeah, we could just get everybody on Earth to let go of our belief system that, you know, that the planet's going to hell in a handbasket. Man, that would be powerful. We could really change things instantly.
You bet.
And then people would not have to have disease. And, you know, one of the interesting things that I had happen in the projector room in the last month was when a friend came in and he said, oh my God, he said, there's like these eight beings here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they're standing around the center of the room, you know, where the gold
mm-hmm.
ball of light
mm-hmm.
hangs out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they're dark, but they're not evil.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they're not a dark energy. They're just from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they're healers. And he said, no, wait a minute. They're not healers. He said, they're from a time before anyone or anything needed healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's really interesting that these beings would show up in my room now when all of these things are coming to a head and people are having to face what they've believed in and to change those beliefs despite
mm-hmm.
all the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we can tap into that time before anything was wrong, so to speak, before anything was discomforting or terrorizing or horrifying or ill or any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would like it if the listeners would kind of make a promise to themselves to live as much as they can in the now. And before everybody goes, but, let me just say, I have the same buts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've all got these things that kind of interfere. And so what I'm suggesting is that for at least a few minutes a day, or as often or as long as you can, go into that space of stillness and just be in the moment
mm-hmm.
and forget all the past
mm-hmm.
stuff.
It's really interesting how that works. It just It's just part of who we are, and if we can open up to that, we all have the ability to heal. It's just a matter of how much we really want to learn.
Absolutely.
And how much we're willing to give up.
Yeah, and, you know, the question, too, is have we learned the lesson?
That's the important question.
Yeah, and people that are ill or have a lot of stuff going on, the last thing that any of us wants to hear is, well, you know, you have to learn the lesson now, and you just want to punch out the person that says that to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, shut the hell up. Get away from me. You know, and it's because it's so hard, you know, when you're going through it. But the truth of the matter is that for whatever reason, you know, when we were beyond this space of human existence and we were planning things out, there's things that we give ourselves to remind ourselves of the power that we actually have. And people that are in the throes of a terrible disease or are going through great difficulties in life, you know, it's hard to take our attention away from that, but that's exactly what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to myself here too, listeners, not just to you guys. You know, I don't want you to think I'm up here pontificating and that I know so much more than you do. The reality is we all know.
Absolutely.
And the question is, how much are we willing to tap into it?
I think the important part as a healer, the more we open up, I know Valerie and I have talked about this before, the more we open up, the more humble we become. You see so much more, and it's really humbling.
It is, you know, especially when you realize you just have a little part of the picture.
Yes.
You know, and there's so much more. We are incredible beings.
Yes, we are.
I mean, you guys, if you have not had the experiences that I talk about sometimes here on the show, that Steve and I have talked about quite a bit, if you haven't had those experiences of absolute and utter connection with the all that is, and that includes each other, if you haven't really done that and like suddenly exploded and been inside of every person around you looking at you, then a lot of this stuff may not make sense. But I can tell you that, I mean, I'm very grateful for having had those experiences, but dang if I had a hard time.
You know? Yeah.
There's hell to pay sometimes when you look for these experiences and when you really open up. But, you know, we set it up that way depending on how fast we wanted to move.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to. So, like for me, you know, I've got my finger on the fast-forward button on the video of my life because I love the experiences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some people are kind of on slow-mo, and that's okay too. You know, you can do it however quickly or however slowly you want to do it.
Yep.
It's not up to us to decide that. It's up to you as the individual entity that's in that body. You decide what your experience is going to be, not us.
Right.
If you ask us to help you to heal, then we will do our best to accomplish that. The one thing that you have to do, though, is you have to really be honest with yourself. And I can tell you, I found plenty of people along the way who really don't want to heal. They're giving it lip service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they say that they want to heal. And I had a couple guys here in Sedona that, you know, they passed on. And I was able to help them have a few more months. But, you know, as I looked at them, I said, you know, you're telling me that you want to be well, but I'm not buying it. You know,
mm-hmm.
You need to go home and, like, get honest with yourself because I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing is you think that you have to say that because everybody around you still wants you to be here, but in reality, you're tired of this. You want out.
You know, it was really interesting. I was listening to Art Bell. Oh, this was about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. It was on the weekend. And he was talking about this little boy in Texas who was loaded with cancer. And through compassion, through his own little compassion, he healed himself completely.
Mm.
Just with love and compassion, he healed himself. A 10-year-old boy. I just find it utterly amazing that we have the power to do that. And instead of letting it go and giving ourselves love, light, and compassion, we fight it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I've got several friends that have had cancers or other terminal things, and they've decided that they were going to live. But sometimes these things happen in order to wake us up and go, what do you really want? And, I mean, I've had those times in my life where I haven't been too sure, and I've had to really have a little talk with myself and get real honest with myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think some of the listeners have heard me talk about when my husband died. That was rough, you know. There was my twin flame, the other half of me, who exited the planet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few months of feeling resentment and terrible grief and anger and all these other things, all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, I'm unhappy. And it was such a foreign notion to me, because no matter what had happened in my life up to that point, you know, I realized it was just a little seasonal thing, you know, and it would be over. And at that point, I was like, I don't even want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I realized how unhappy I was, I went, oh, my God, I know what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terminal disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to sit there and go, wow, you know, if I'm going to stay here, then I need to really decide that that's what I want to do. And
yeah.
So that was in the summer. And I ended up in the hospital at Christmas. So I was giving a solstice party, and I wasn't at the party. I was in the hospital and had blood clots that were hitting my lungs, and I knew exactly what caused it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, for the people that don't know, the lungs are the repository of grief. And so when you have things going on with your lungs, you really have to deal with your grief issues. And here I was. I mean, any one of those blood clots could have killed me in a hot second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had to really, really want to be here to keep from going from that. But and so I'm cautioning those of you that have some pretty intense diseases that you're working through. You know, we're here to help you. And one of the ways that we help you is that we love you enough that you can realize that you are worth loving.
Absolutely.
Because that's really what you need to know.
Absolutely.
And those of us that have had Morgellons and gotten rid of it, that's another wake-up call, you know, and you really have to love yourself enough.
Yes.
And stop eating away at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you that's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying, you know, we're here to help you. So, Dawn, you know, you're going to be in my thoughts and in my prayers.
Absolutely,
it's not this little one-time thing. You know, I'm going to be thinking about you as I go through my day and wishing you the best and sending you love. Because, boy, I know how it is. You know, it's not easy. So for all of you out there, please realize that, you know, that the basis of all of this is that we need love, every one of us.
Absolutely. We need love and light and harmony and compassion. It's so, so important to understand that God has given us such a gift. And we all have it. We all have these gifts. It's just a matter of letting go.
Yep. Let go and let God, as they say.
Right. Let go, let God. It just, believe me, it really works. It actually really works. So if anybody is out there that needs some healing, please don't hesitate to call.
Yep.
Love to help you.
Yep, so you can call in now, or if you're a little bit too shy to get in just and be on the radio, just put it in the fast chat. You know, you can go to the index page there, and if you scroll down to where the phone numbers are, you can just hit on that, and it says quickly chat with a host with BBS Fast Chat. And I'm looking at the fast chat, so a big hello out there to Dominic and to Dale Ray. And we were working on Dominic's stuff last week, you know, with the cats.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Hey, Dominic.
He has sinuses, yes.
How's the kitten doing? and yourself, too. You know, we're here to help. So anybody that wants or needs a healing and wants to feel that, give us a call. And we'll
Absolutely.
Work on you while we're on the show. And like I said, if you're too shy, just do the fast blast, and we'll be happy to go and take care of that. And other than that, boy, it has been one heck of a week, hasn't it?
Sure has been.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, there are some energy shifting. And if you guys are familiar with Karen Bishop, and her site is What's Up on Planet Earth, I love reading her stuff because she's so right on. And one of the things she was talking about this week on the Energy Alert, which you can get for free, by the way, when I looked at it, I went, oh, that explains a lot. She's talking about how, you know, we had to make that leap from the old into the new, and the problem is the new isn't really set up yet. The old doesn't work anymore, and the new doesn't work yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of in this space of limbo, and yet here we are having, you know, we're having this kind of surge of energy, and what do we all do with it? You know, it's just really amazing. And so all I can say to everybody is, you know, hang in there. That's what we're all doing. And we're all wondering what comes next. And I think what comes next is this big, huge shift. And you know, we're kind of on the precipice here. We're getting ready to leap. So I really hope that everybody is kind of getting ready for that. Oh,
yeah.
Dominic says, the kitten is still sniffing to some degree, but otherwise he's fine.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
And, this is, maybe we need to send the kitten a little bit more of some of that golden white energy.
Well, I'm looking right at the kitten's nose. I mean, he's still clogged up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if he's allergic to some of the food he's eating, which is very possible. Dominic, what kind of food are you feeding this little pussycat? Can you tell us?
And the other thing, too, is, are there smokers in the house? Because, you know, cats are like people.
Sure.
You know, and especially a kitten. You know, they're very, very sensitive to that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff.
Very, very sensitive.
You know, I'm always telling my patients, you know, if they bring a kid in that has asthma, first thing I ask them is, are you smokers?
Well, the other thing is somebody wearing perfume?
Ah, that's another one, too.
Is somebody wearing a men's cologne or perfume, or are they using a strong laundry detergent with a smell in it that's, you know, that could really really bother a pussycat? Or sometimes I'll have clients come in with clothes that have a very high smell of laundry detergent, and that they want to know why their sinuses are acting up, and they got to tell them.
Oh, yeah, when they use the rinse aids and things like that, vinegar is a much better way to go. It softens your clothes and doesn't leave any residue.
Dominic
says that the kitten's mother, a cat by the name of Anne Sophie, has a hacking cough. I wonder if she's got pneumonitis.
Huh, could be. But can we ask Dominic, is Dominic listening to us?
Yes, he's listening.
My question to Dominic, is somebody wearing cologne or perfume? Is somebody smoking in the house? Are you using a dust-free air purifier, you know, the filter that would cut out 99% of the mold and the mites, different things of that nature? Have you had that in your furnace? So those are all questions that need to be answered.
Oh, yeah, because the animals are so sensitive. You know, sometimes it's, you know, somebody's a clean fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the different substances that they're using to clean the floor.
Yeah.
Dominic says he's not sure of the brand, but they give him dry food and tinned food.
And who?
Tinned, you know, canned food.
Okay.
Dominic, one thing, I don't know if you're familiar with the Pottinger cat study, but they found that whenever they gave cats cooked food and none of the live food, that eventually, like by the seventh generation, they were sick, they were deformed, and they could not reproduce. Same thing with humans. So you have to have some real live food in there. For instance, I give my cats usually some kind of raw stuff.
Mm.
And the vets will tell you don't ever do that, and I heartily disagree with the vets.
Mm.
And so if there's any vets listening out there, I'm probably going to get some comments on this. But I've had this argument with quite a few, and one of the problems is, especially with indoor cats, that they don't get any greens. You know, they kind of need some greens. They need something alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, one of the things I give my guys is barley greens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's powder, just like giving them spirulina, kind of, except that it's, you know, it's barley greens instead of
mm-hmm.
spirulina. But
mm-hmm.
all that stuff is really, really important. You know, you have to really look after the nutrition. And what I found is that our pets are getting just as sick as us because of the types of food that we're giving them.
Yes.
And so that's a consideration, too. And the question is, you know, how many generations down are these cats? And, you know, have they been kept inside? Are they getting, like, live mice or something like that
mm-hmm.
that they can
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
they can eat? All these things have a big amount of difference in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, first thing I tell my patients is, you know, you got to have some live food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't eat dead food all the time because you end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dry food and the tinned food, all that stuff is cooked. It has to be in order to make sure that it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
So what I prefer to do is go get something that's, you know, that's been alive recently and give it to them. Now, the
mm-hmm.
problem is if you think that's fish, you know, you might have a cat that's actually allergic to the fish, too.
That's right.
And I had white cats are very susceptible to that. I had a cat that the more fish you gave him, the more the layer under his skin swelled up and he couldn't stand to be touched. And by the way, that happens to type O blood types with wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the cats, but I mean people. You know, if
mm-hmm.
you have a type O blood type, you'll notice that you start to get puffy and crackly skin. It's really strange. Okay, Anne Sophie is mostly an outdoor cat and Kimmy is an indoor cat. So Kimmy's the kitten. So the mom is probably okay as far as what she's able to catch, but when you have a little kitten that's indoors, I'd say add a, you know, something live in there, like some greens,
yeah.
if you can. And realize that if you give them real greens, you know, like blades of grass and stuff, they're going to barf. That's what they use that for. It's laxative and you know, kind of takes things out. But, boy, you know, our pets are so important to us. You know,
yep.
they're members of our family.
Yep.
And so what you can do, Dominic, to really help both of them is see the golden white light just coming down through the sky and just going into them as they take each breath and kind of remind them to breathe in the breath of the all that is. You know, cats don't look at God the same way that we do. They see God as same way I see God. It's this brilliant, brilliant light, and it's kind of indescribable, but it's just, oh, man, just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see that golden white light, that really
mm-hmm.
helps, and then
mm-hmm.
the cats will be like, whoa, Dominic's pretty with it.
Is there anybody out there that could use a good healing? Please give us a call. Let us know.
Yeah, we've got Bill on the fast chat. He said spinal discs, intestinal villa need healing. First thing
okay.
with your intestinal villa, Bill, is get a thing called butyrin, B-U-T-Y-R-N. It's butterfat, and you need it enteric-coated because you need short-chain fatty acids to heal the intestinal villi. There's little things in there called enterocytes. They need short-chain fatty acids. And then let's go ahead and work on Bill, Steve.
Yeah, Bill, I made a connection with you about 5 or 10 seconds ago. You should be able to feel the energy in your intestines. Can you feel that? Is he on fast chat?
Yeah, he's on fast chat, so I've got to wait until it refreshes here so I can
okay.
see. Hit the send button and see what happens. Okay. Nothing yet.
Okay. Bill, there's a lot of black coming out of you right now. What I need you to do is just breathe and just allow that black to leave. There's a lot of it. You need to let go, my friend, and let that just go. It's very, very dark, and it wants to leave. So I'm connected with you, and I can see it leaving now. Yeah. It's getting lighter. You should actually feel...
Yeah, he says he feels it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, you have more coming out of you, Bill. Just focus. We're actually doing a meditation. We're allowing all this to go. So I'm in a meditative state right now, drawing this out of you. So just let it go. It's going to heaven. That's it. Very, very good. You should feel very enlarged, Bill. In other words, you should feel the energy clearer on the inside of you and on the outside of you. How does that feel to you?
I'm not getting anything yet. Let's see.
He's clearing very well.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his discs right now. His discs are clearing.
Yeah, it's tough when you got the disc problem, especially in the mid back there.
Yeah, he's got he had a lot of black that left.
Yeah.
He was holding onto an awful lot. He should feel an awful lot lighter.
Yeah, I'm seeing like the mid back region there is like unkinking.
Mm-hmm. He's a lot lighter right now.
Yeah, part of that problem is when you're not getting the innervation there.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the problem with the intestines, you know.
Mm.
How's it going, Bill?
He should feel a lot better already.
Yeah, he's better.
Has he been saying that, or does he say that?
He just said that.
Good.
Yeah.
Bill, your discs are clearing. I'm looking at them. You just need to allow yourself to heal a little longer. Now, there's some black coming out right in the disc area. And I think you'll be pretty well clear. I'm just waiting for that to clear right now.
Well, I'm feeling a lot of stuff going on in his stomach and intestines right now.
Yeah, everything is really cooking away pretty good. But
yeah,
it's
almost a nausea.
Yeah.
Stuff moving.
Yeah. Bill, just allow everything to leave. You don't even have to look at it, buddy. All you have to do is just let go. And you're doing a great job at it. And you should be a lot lighter. You feel a lot more centered to me, so that means that you're clearing and things are doing well.
He's going to be getting hungry here.
if he wants to turn or walk around, I think he'll find his discs are a lot clearer. Can you walk around, Bill, and just take a feel and see how that feels to you? I think your discs are pretty clear.
Yeah, stomach settling down again too. We got a couple more people on the fast chat too.
Okay, great.
Let's see how Bill's doing.
Yep. Who else is out there?
Jera.
Okay.
Insulin-dependent diabetic, 40 years.
Okay.
Heart, lungs, cataracts, and retinopathy.
Okay.
Woohoo! Bill says
okay.
Thanks.
Bill? You should feel a lot of white light going into your eyes right now. That's going right down your spine. Your eyes should actually be bigger. In other words, you should be able to feel the air going into your eyes. Actually, your left one's opening up very well now. What is her name again, please?
Jera.
Jera, how do you feel, honey? I need to know. I'm watching the energy going through your left eye right now. How does that feel to you? You should be able to feel that white light all the way back into your nerve and going down your spine. Is she not saying anything?
No, I haven't got anything yet. Jara, if you could let us know if you're feeling that, that would help. I'm feeling it going into her eyes.
Yeah, it might be frightening her, too. It might be something that's she's not used to. But she should be... She should be a lot clearer now.
Yeah, I'm feeling something in her heart, too.
Yeah, that's opening up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like it's been really heavy for a long
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like it's trying to skip a beat. And I say almost because, I mean, I'm feeling, so yeah, she says her heart's racing.
Yes. Okay, let's... she's a little nervous about everything. Jared, what we need to do, honey, we need to calm you down. So what we're going to do is just calm you down.
Yeah, her heart's doing better now.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling something in the... I can feel the pancreas. Gallbladder stuff too, Jara. It's like you've got a block there.
Is somebody calling in?
Yeah. Who's on the line, please?
Well, this is Jehala.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing, Valerie?
Good. How are you doing?
And I would like to welcome the new host of BBS, Steve Barrett.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think you're doing a fantastic job. I heard you with Fred Bell the other night, right?
Thank you.
Yes. The gentleman who called, I guess he was on Fast Chat, about his kitty cat being sick,
mm-hmm.
Nicholas.
Yeah.
Now, you know I'm into the animals, Valerie.
Good.
Okay. So let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
When you said there's going to be a lot of vets upset about you saying about raw food,
uh-huh.
They're really going to be upset about what I'm about to say. Okay? Stop vaccinating.
Oh, yeah. I know. I agree.
Okay.
Yep.
After they had their childhood shots for puppies or kittens, and even when they go through these kitten and puppy shots as children, it causes all kinds of problems in their body. And if they're having upper respiratory problems, more than likely, if you've had a vaccination within a month or two of that, that's what's causing it.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Parainfluenza.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
We need to stop over-vaccinating. I don't know how many holistic vets that I have their websites. I have printed off copies of their information, and they're like trying to really re-educate the majority of the veterinarians out here, but this is a coin-operated industry, and they don't know how to just say, when they send out that yearly form that says it's time for your yearly vaccinations, mm-hmm. instead of saying it's time for your yearly vaccinations, why don't you say it's time for your wellness checkup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
There's a titer count, T-I-T-E-R, simple blood test, pull a little blood in the office, can be if you vets will take the time and spend a little money to get the proper instrumentation and testing equipment. Mm-hmm. You can make 40 to $100, which is still the same amount of money you're making for your vaccinations that you're giving, but you're killing our pets.
Yep, I know.
You're killing them.
Yep.
You're causing them to have autoimmune disease because we keep their immune system so tweaked up by giving it to them every year without checking. First of all, let's say, hey, what do they already have coverage for?
Mm.
When we are children and we get our shots, now that we're adults, do the doctors tell us, if they could figure out a way, they would, I'm sure, but do they tell us still come back and get our polio and our smallpox and all that stuff?
No, they're starting
year?
To.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Let me just
built the immunity to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
Hang on
not.
Just a second. Let me ask Jara, are you feeling better now, dear?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she should be feeling
The husband had a serious crisis
uh-huh.
2 months ago, ended up in the hospital almost dead,
uh-huh.
hasn't touched another drop since.
Good. Good.
Yes. He's doing fantastic. And because he is, so am I. But, I mean, I would still be. But, yeah. We're doing really good here, hon.
Good. Excellent.
I can really see light at the end of that tunnel.
Good.
As they say.
That's good. That's excellent.
But my thing, you know, I'm an animal advocate, and my thing is of trying to re-educate people.
Yeah.
And the only way that we can do that is by giving them knowledge.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because we have been so brainwashed as a society to believe that whatever the doctor says for us or our little four-legged love bugs must be right. And I'm here to say tonight, it's not right.
Yep, I understand.
Our rabies vaccine has formaldehyde in it.
Oh, they've
yep.
all got all
yep.
the vaccines.
Yep.
Oh, it's just disgusting what's in it.
Mercury,
and if
formaldehyde,
you
all kinds
them,
of junk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And so what are they trying to do, pickle them early? But the catch-22 here is it's a vicious cycle. They give the shots, make them sick, and where do you still take them back to? Same place, to try to make them well, when they, in fact, are the ones who made them sick. I have a lady who I just stumbled across her website that talks, and she's a holistic vet now. She turned to holistic because she'd been practicing for about 15, 20 years. And she said she just was heartbroken that these perfectly healthy animals would come in. She'd give them the shots, and they'd become sick. Some died.
Oh, absolutely.
But she said she just couldn't understand what it was. So she went on a life's mission
mm-hmm.
to figure out why. And what she found out was, well, that's her new crusade.
Yep, absolutely.
And I say, thank God for her.
Yes.
Hey, sweetie, we've only got about 5 more minutes left.
Okay, hon.
And thank you for calling in.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
And Steve?
You guys keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And you take
care
of yourself.
I'll later.
Huh?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Steve, Jara says that she is calmer, but her energy is always low.
We can hook that up real quick with
okay,
her.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. And then Brian says that his knees need to be healed.
His knees?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got 4 minutes.
Okay.
We can do all
this. Okay. Okay, Jared, your energy's going up, honey. You should be able to feel that. Brian, your knees are clearing right now as we speak. You should be able to feel that energy in your knees right now. You should be able to feel energy coming out of the top of your head. Your feet on the bottom should be tingling right now. That energy's going through you. Is he on fast chat?
Yes.
Let's talk to him, see what he says. That should be healing him right now.
And Jara says, thank you. You're welcome,
You're quite welcome, Jara. What is this young man's name?
Brian.
Brian. Brian, how do you feel? We're trying to get this as fast as we can for you before we hang up. You should be feeling a lot better in your knees. You want to walk around a second or two and see how that feels?
I'm seeing something on the top of his right foot, too. Like, I don't know, it's like it's humped up kind of a little unnaturally there. Like everything's cramped on the... I don't know if it's because his shoes are too tight or...
I don't know, but he should be able to walk around. His knee should be a lot better right now.
Yeah. Could be that the knee has caused a problem in the foot.
Could very well be. Brian, can you hear us? can you just walk around and see how your knees are? Please give us a call or give us a line on fast chat. You should be feeling a lot better.
See anything yet. Fast chat's a little slow sometimes.
Yeah.
And two, if he's walking around, he's probably going, what do you want me to do, walk around or fast chat you?
Okay, that's cool.
It's just it's nice to have feedback, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of helps because then you know if you need to turn it up or not. He says it feels good.
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 Very good.
Excellent. Well, that was a fast show.
Yes, it was.
Thank you, people, for calling in and for fast chatting. And you know, like I said, we're here to help you, and we love being able to help. And thank you for being open to this, too. And, Steve, thank you so much. I put your email on here. Somebody had asked for that.
Thank you.
And, oops, I kind of put a dash in there in the middle of Frontier. Sorry about that, people. There's no dash. It's frontiernet.net. Oops, I'm typing in the dark here, you know. I forgot to turn the light on before I started the show.
Can I give him my phone number?
You bet.
Okay, phone number at home is 585-461-3319. Don't hesitate to call.
And thank you so much, listeners, for being on. And next week we have on David Miller. And those of you who are into the Arcturian stuff, you will know him from that and from a number of other things. So we're going to be talking with him next Tuesday. Please do tune in. Steve, you will be back with me probably at least once a month if I have anything to say about it.
Thank you.
And I'm always available to join you on your show, too,
thank
so
you.
We can get these people really feeling good.
Yep.
And thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. And Dominic says, I keep seeing a little puff of smoke coming out of the top of Brian's head. Cool. All right.
That's great.
And Dale Ray says, much love and light to all. Right back at you. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Thank you, Steve, for being on the show.
Thank you.
And, as usual, listeners, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Awaken the dream. Awaken the dream.